the actual Devi Mahatmya, we have not yet begun. Now we are seeing still the meanings of the Devi Kavacham. As I said, the word Kavacham means a shield, wherein we specifically pray for the protection, complete protection, the total protection of the entire being, the individual being. And also protection, we pray, seek Devi's grace for protection of the individual, also for the protection of others. So we'll see here, we have seen last class. Om Atha Devyah Kavacham.
Om Asya Shri Chandi Kavachasya Brahma Rishihi Anushtup Chandaha Chamunda Devata Anganya Sukta Mataro Bijam Dikbandha Devatas Tattvam Shri Jagadamba Prityarthe Saptashati Pathangatvena Jape Viniyogaha. I said, we leave the word Saptashati Pata Angatvena because now we are not doing this Chandi Kavacham. Devi Chandi Kavacham, otherwise called Devi Kavacham, is done independently, not as part of the entire Saptashati. Om Namas Chandikaye. Markandeya Uvacha. Om Yad Guhyam Paramam Loke Sarvarakshakaram Dranam Yanna Kasya Chidakhyatam Tanme Bruhi Pitamaha. Exactly like how we saw in Vishwa Sahasranama, here Rishi Markandeya Rishi is asking Brahma, what is the greatest secret in this world? Loke Paramam Yat Paramam Guhyam. And then Nrinam Sarvarakshakram, all protective of all people. And that secret, the greatest secret, which is all protective of all people, which is not known for anyone, not known to anyone, not known by anyone. Kasyachit na akhyatam. And that, he pitamaha, tat me bruhi. O grandsire, please do tell me. This we have already seen. Brahmo vacha asti guhyatamam vipra sarvabhutopakarakam devyastu kavacham punyam tachrunashramaha mune. So, sarvarakshakaram, sarvabhuta upakarakam asti guhyatamam. I said guhyam secret, guhyataram, greater secret, and guhyatamam, the greatest secret. Yes, there is greatest secret, and which is all protective, and which is helpful for all. Which is helpful for all, is all protective. And what is that? Devyaha punyam kavacham. And tat sunushva, he mahamune, O great sage, please do listen to that. Now, from third verse onwards, as I said, we are going to see the seven names of the Devi. Brahmo vacha asti guhyatamam vipra sarvabhutopakarakam devyastu kavacham punyam tachrunushva mahamune prathamam shaila putri cha dvitiyam brahmacharini tritiyam chandra ghanteti kushmandeti chaturthakam panchamam skandamateti shashtam katyayaniti cha saptamam kalaratri Mahagauriti Chashtamam Navamam Siddhidatri Cha Navadurga Prakitita Uktan Yetani Namani Brahmanaiva Mahatmana. So when Brahmaji introduces this Devi Kavacham or Chandi Kavacham, to Markandeya Rishi. First, he just enumerates the 9 names of Devi and saying the 9 names of Devi are due to 9 powers of Devi, who are known as 9 Durgas. Just understand this time being. As we go ahead, I'll explain everything.
Agnina dahyamanastu shatru madhye gatorane vishame durgame chaiva bhayata sharanangataha natesham jayate kinchid ashubham rana sankate napadam tasya pashyami shoka dukkha bhayam nahi yaistu bhaktya smrutanunam tesham vriddhi prajayate etvam smaranti deveshi rakshase tanna samshayaha.
From here only, we are going to get 7 names of the mother.
Preta samsthatu chamunda varahi mahishasana aindri gajasamarudha vaishnavi garudasana maheshwari vrisharudha kaumari shikhivahana lakshmi padmasana devi padmahasta haripriya శ్వేతరూపధరా దేవి ఈశ్వరీ వృషవాహన బ్రాహ్మీ హంస సమారూఢ సర్వాభరణభూషిత ఇత్యేతమాతర సర్వా సర్వయోగ సమన్వితాః నానాభరణ శోభాఢ్యా నానారత్నోపశోభితాః దృశ్యంతే రథమారూఢ దేవ్యః క్రోధ సమాకులాః శంఖం చక్రం గదాం శక్తిం హలంచ ముసలాయుధం ఖేటకం తోమరంచైవ పరశుం పాశమేవచ కుంతాయుధం త్రిశూలంచ శార్ంగమాయుధముత్తమం దైత్యానాం దేహనాశాయ భక్తానాం అభయాయ చ ధారయంత్యాయుధానీతం దేవానాం చ హితాయ వై.
ఐ థింక్ వి హావ్ టు సీన్ ఆల్ దిస్ థింగ్స్. Okay, last class, remember where we stopped exactly? You saw, whoever remembers Devi, definitely Devi protects them. Ye Tvam Smaranti. See the 8th verse. Ye Tvam Smaranti. Those who remember you, Devi, Tan Rakshase. You do protect them. Na samshayaha, there is no doubt. This we saw. See, whoever remembers Devi, they are blessed with prosperity. Prosperity happens for them. And those who remember you, O Devi, you protect them. There is no doubt. Ye Tvam Smaranti, Deveshi. Deveshi, O Lord of Devas, O the protector of Devas, ye tvam smaranti, those who protect you, those who remember you, tan rakshase, you do protect them, na samshayaha, there is no doubt. This much we saw, I think, last class. Here,
preta samsthatu chamunda varahi mahishasana ఐంద్రి గజ సమారూఢ వైష్ణవి గరుడాసన.
సో హియర్ ద 9th వర్స్ ఆన్ వర్స్ అంటిల్ ది దిస్ విల్ సీ ఆల్ ది 9 నేమ్స్. జస్ట్ రీడ్ ద మంత్రాస్ ఫస్ట్.
ప్రేత సంస్థాతు చాముండా వారాహి మహిషాసన ఐంద్రి గజ సమారూఢ వైష్ణవి గరుడాసన మాహేశ్వరి వృషారూఢ కౌమారీ శిఖివాహన లక్ష్మీ పద్మాసనా దేవి పద్మహస్త హరిప్రియా శ్వేతరూపధరా దేవి ఈశ్వరీ వృషవాహన బ్రాహ్మీ హంస సమారూఢ సర్వాభరణభూషిత ఇత్యేతమాతర సర్వా సర్వయోగ సమన్వితాః
नानाभरणशोभाढ्याः नानारत्नोपशोभिताः दृश्यन्ते रथमारूढा देव्यः क्रोधसमाकुलाः शङ्खम् चक्रम् गदाम् शक्तिम् हलम् च मुसलायुधम् खेटकम् तोमरम् चैव परशुम् पाशमेव च कुन्तायुधम् त्रिशूलम् च शार्ङ्गमायुधमुत्तमम् Okay, what we have to understand, then different names of Devi are mentioned from again in the verse number 9 until the verse number 12. So 9, 10, 11 and 12. All these verses, different names of Devi are mentioned. Only Devi, only power, only truth, but still different names are mentioned. And different names are different manifestations of the only power. There are manifold manifestations. Therefore, the manifold manifestations of only power are given different names and they are also personified differently. First, don't get frightened, okay? Pretaha means actually corpse. A dead body is preta. And samstha means preta samstha means she prete santishtati ya sa preta samstha. So she who is, please remember, it's only personification of a given manifest power. You have to learn to understand there's nothing which is not Devi. Everything which is Devi means, or everything is the power means, there's nothing inauspicious here. Therefore, Preta Samstha, so she who remains or stands or remains upon the corpse. Preta Samstha. Just let know only what I'm saying. Don't read the translation, get confused. Then, Chamunda. Chamunda. Chamunda is again another name of Devi. She who helps or she who resolves the she who helps to resolve, helps resolves certain, some thoughts. Chamunda. Especially Ragadveshas. Okay, Chamunda is a name of Devi. Name attributed to Devi. The power which helps one resolves likes and dislikes. Or handle likes and dislikes. And also anger. Then Varahi. See, Varaha means the boar. And she who is there as the power of Lord Vishnu. Varahis. Actually, the Lakshmi, the power of Lord Vishnu, when he came as the Varaha, boar, to uplift the world. It was taken away by a demon. Again, there's a. So, Varahi. Then, Mahisha Asana. Mahisha Asana. Mahishaha means buffalo. And Asanam means a seat. And she who has the buffalo as her seat. Mahisha Asana. So all personifications, don't take them, get them seriously. I'm going to, as I said, now you're seeing the literal meaning. There'll be a time you'll be seeing the philosophical significance of everything. Then, Mahishaha Asanam Yasyaha Sa Mahisha Asana. She who has buffalo as her seat. Then Aindri. Aindri, actually, the power of Indra is called Aindri. The power of Indra is called Aindri. This Devi, who alone is in the form of the power enjoyed by Indra, the Lord of all Devas, Aindri Shaktihi. Then, Gaja Sama, Sam Arudha, Gaja Samarudha. So here, Gajaha means elephant. You know very well. And Rudha. Rudha is participle. Rudha means actually grown. But Arudha climbed. With the prefix A and Sam, the two prefixes, the participle Rudha. Sam, A, Rudha, Samarudha. Samarudha means climbed. So, Gaja Samarudha means Gaje Samarudha Ya Sa Gaja Samarudha. She who has climbed on to an elephant in order to ride upon the elephant. That's the meaning. Gaja Samarudha. She who has climbed on to the elephant. Gaja Samarudha. Now you are all Chair Samarudhas. Chair Samarudha. Sofa Samarudha. Understand? Car Samarudha. Bike Samarudha. That's all. So, Samarudha. Then, Vaishnavi. Vaishnavi, again, the power of Vishnu is called Vaishnavi. Again, different name. Vishnu, the all-pervasive power is Vaishnavi. Vishnu also means all-pervasive. Vaishnavi, the Lord is called Vishnu. One of the names of Lord is Vishnu, which means Vyapnoti Sarvam Iti Vishnu, one who is all-pervasive. But Vaishnavi, the all-pervasive power of the Lord, all-pervasive power of the Lord. No, all-pervasive power of the all-pervasive Lord. Therefore, she who is all-pervasive. Then, Garuda Asana. Garuda Asana. Garudaha Asanam Yasyaha. Garudaha Asanam Yasyaha. She who has Garuda as her seat. She who has Garuda. Garuda means eagle. Garudaha eagle. Asanam seat. Garudaha asanam yasyaha. Sa Garuda asana. She who has the eagle as her seat. So as all pervasive power of the all pervasive Lord, she is seated on the eagle. As the power of Indra, the Lord of Devas, she is seated on an elephant. As the power of, again, Varaha, Nama Varaha, she is seated on the Mahisha, buffalo. Now you know all the names. Preta Samstha, Chamunda, வாராஹி மகிஷ ஆசனா மகிஷாசனா ஐந்திரி கஜசமாரூடா வைஷ்ணவி கருட ஆசனா. ஈவன் லேர்னிங் தீஸ் நேம்ஸ் வித் ஸ்ரத்தா வில் ஹெல்ப் யூ சோ மச் டு ஹேண்டில் யுவர் தாட்ஸ். தட்ஸ் வை அட்டன் திஸ் வித் ஸ்ரத்தா. திஸ் கிளாஸ் இஸ் அ வர்ஷிப். ஓகே, நவ் யூர் அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்டிங் தி லிட்ரல் மீனிங்ஸ். வில் சீ தெம் தி பிலோசாபிக்கல் சிக்னிஃபிகன்ஸ் லேட்டர் ஆன். சோ பி பேஷண்ட். நெக்ஸ்ட் 10th mantra, so 10th verse. Maheshwari Vrisha Arudha. See, Maheshwarasya Shaktihi Maheshwari. The power of the Lord, the power of the Lord, the one in whom everything resolves, is Maheshwari. Because of this power alone, the whole universe can resolve in the Lord. Where Maheshwari is the power of the Lord Maheshwara. Power belonging to power of Maheshwara is Maheshwari. Maheshwarasya Shaktihi Maheshwari. And as the power of the Lord Maheshwara, and she is the one Vrisharudha, Vrishaha, Vrishabha. Both words mean bull. Vrishaha, Vrishabha means bull. Arudha, there you had one more prefix, Samarudha. So Arudha, Samarudha means she who has climbed on. So Vrisharudha means she who has bull as her seat. She was climbed on to a bull. Okay, Vrisharudha. Maheshwari Vrisharudha. Then Kaumari. Kumarasya Shaktihi Kaumari. Who is Kumaraha? Lord Subramanyaha is known as Kumaraha. He is ever youthful, ever young. He is called Kumaraha, Kumaran. In Tamil they say Kumaran. So Kumaraha. Kumarasya Shaktihi Kaumari. The power belonging to power of Kumara is called Kaumari. So you will learn later on what is Kumara stand. Now Subramanya's what does Subramanya stand for? When you understand this also. But now you understand Kaumari, Kumarasya Sambandhi Shaktihi Kaumari. The power of Kumaraha is Kaumari. Because Shaktihi, power, is a feminine gender word. Therefore Kaumari. So the worship of Lord Kumara is called Kaumaram. Okay, so Kaumari. So as the power of Kartikeya, Kumara, son of Shiva, and she is Shikhivahana. Shikhivahana. Shikhi means peacock. You have learned the word Mayuraha, haven't you? Mayuraha, peacock, which you have learned in our class. But Shikhi, you know, the peacock has a small thing, something like this on the top of the head. Therefore, it's called Shikhi. Shikhi means peacock. And the Shikhi Vahana. Shikhi Vahanam Yasyaha. Sa Shikhi Vahana. She was peacock as her vehicle. Vahanam is a vehicle. So as the power of Subramanya, she who has peacock as the vehicle, Shikhi Vahana. Then Lakshmihi. She is the goddess of wealth. Lakshmihi, goddess of all forms of earth, she is Lakshmihi. And as goddess of wealth, and Padma Asana, Padmam means lotus. Padmam Asanam Yasyaha. Padmam Asanam Yasyaha. You will pick up Sanskritam so much here. Padmam Asanam Yasyaha. Lotus, she who has lotus as her seat. She is called Padma Asana. Padmam Asanam Yasyaha Sa Padmasana. Padmasana does not mean lotus, does not mean a seat, but she who has lotus as her seat. Padmasana, lotus seated, lotus as her seat. Then Devi. Okay. So Devi, again, she who is ever shining. Then Padmahasta. Padmahasta, all about Lakshmi only. Not only she is Padmasana, she is effulgent Devi. Effulgent power. Devi means effulgent power. Goddess of wealth. As goddess of power, goddess of wealth, she is the effulgent power. And having lotus as her seat. And she is also Padmahasta. Padmam haste yasyaha. Or Padmam hastayoho yasyaha. She who has endowed with the lotus in her hands. Padmahasta means Padmam hastayoho yasyaha. She who has lotus in her hand is Padmahasta. Then, Haripriya. And as Lakshmi, as the goddess of wealth, and she is beloved of Harihi, beloved of the Lord. One of the names of the Lord is Harihi. Now, please don't imagine anything. If any name I say is the many, one of the names of the only Bhagavan. Lord is called Maheshwara because Lord of everything. And Lord is also known as Harihi. Why Lord is known as Harihi? Papam Harati, Dukkam Harati, Iti Harihi. Lord, in knowing whom all one's sins and blemishes, sorrow becomes resolved, is known as one who snatches away, you know, the snatcher of sins and sorrow. One who takes away sins and sorrow. Our Lord is called Harihi. Papani Harati, Dukkham Harati, Iti Harihi. Please remember, I also told you monkey is also called Harihi. In Sanskrit class, I told you. Isn't monkey is called Harihi? Because monkey can snatch bananas from you. Okay. But here, we say Bhagavan is Harihi because Bhagavan takes away all your papams and all your sins. Harihi. So why Lord is called Harihi? You must understand, he removes all your sins and papa, sins and sorrow. Now, Priya. Priya means beloved, dear. Hari Priya, she who's dear to, or you can say she who the beloved of the Lord. So Devi is the goddess of wealth, having lotus as her seat, effulgent Devi, was endowed with the lotus in her hands and beloved of the Lord, remover of sorrow and sins. Is it clear? Maheshwari Vrisharudha కౌమారీ శిఖివాహన లక్ష్మీ పద్మాసనా దేవీ పద్మహస్తా హరిప్రియా. జస్ట్ యు హావ్ టు నో ద నేమ్స్. నెక్స్ట్ విల్ సీ శ్వేత రూపధరా దేవీ ఈశ్వరీ వృషవాహన బ్రాహ్మీ హంస సమారూఢ సర్వాభరణ భూషిత. నౌ శ్వేత రూపధరా దేవి, దేవి అగైన్ ఆల్ ఎఫల్జెంట్ ఎవర్ షైనింగ్ పవర్ శ్వేత రూపధరా. శ్వేత మీన్స్ వైట్ కలర్, శ్వేత వర్ణ మీన్స్ వైట్ కలర్. శ్వేతం రూపం ధరతి యా, శ్వేతం రూపం ధరతి యా సా శ్వేత రూపధరా. She who is of the form of white color. The white itself, the pure white itself symbolizes Devi. So Shweta Rupadhara, she who is in the form of white color. Ever shining Devi. And Ishwari. Ishwaraha means the Lord, the one who rules. And a feminine form of the Ishwaraha is Ishwari. In English, Lord, feminine is lady. But it's not lady here, okay? The she who rules. Ishwari means she who rules. The power which rules everything is Ishwari. And Vrishavahana, already you have seen this name, Vrisha Arudha, and here Vrishavahana, Vrishaha or Vrishabaha, Vahanam Yasyaha, Vrishabaha Vahanam Yasyaha, Sa Vrishavahana, she who has bull as her vehicle. You all can say BMW Vahana or Benz Vahana. You can say that. But Devi is Vrishavahana. Then Brahmi. Brahmi means power of the creator. Power of the Lord as the creator. See, power of the Lord as the sustainer is Vaishnavi Shakti. Power of the Lord as the creator of the universe. The create power of the Lord as the creator is what? Brahmi. So Lord as the creator is known as Brahma. And the power of Brahma, the power of the Lord as the creator is called Brahmi Shakti. Brahmi Shakti. See, you see everything as Devi, everything as the power of, only power of the only truth is given different manifestations or different names. Brahmi Shakti. As the power of Brahma, the Lord, the Lord as the, seen as the creator, she is Hamsa Samarudha. Hamsaha means a swan. You all know Hamsaha is swan. And Samarudha, she who has climbed onto the swan, which means she who has Hamsa as her vehicle. She who rides upon the Hamsa, swan. Hamsa Samarudha. As the power of the Lord as the creator, she is personified as the one who is riding on a swan. Hamsa Samarudha. all you have seen the meaning of the word samaruda. The sarva abharana bhushita, sarva abharana, sarva abharana, sarva all abharanam ornament, bhushita is a participle, past passive participle, bhushita, decorated, decked. She who is decked with all ornaments, sarvaihi bhusha, sarvaihi abharanaihi bhushita, sarvaihi abharanaihi bhushita, ya sa sarva abharana bhushita, sarva abharana bhushita. She who is decked with all ornaments. You must know what are all the ornaments. Do you want to know what are all the ornaments? You, beautiful. You must learn. It's all culture. It's also culture. Partly you'll see the cultural expression also. I'll show you. Okay. Definitely I may not be able to show you the original gold or thing. Definitely I can try to show you at least some artificial jewelry. Okay. I'll show you. Sarvaihi abharanaihi bhushita, sarva abharana bhushita, bhushita on decorated, decked. But she who is decked bhushita, okay, ella abharanangalalum alangarikkappattaval. She who is decked with all ornaments. And who is this? Brahmi, Hamsa Samarudha, Sarva Abhana Bhushita. The white color has a beautiful significance. I'll wait for the next, that significance class. Now it's only meaning class, word meaning class. Okay, is it clear now? Next. Iti, Yetaha Mataraha Sarvaha. Sarva yoga samanvitaha. Yetaha mataraha. Thus, iti, thus. Yetaha mataraha. These mothers. Sarvaha mataraha. All these mothers. Sarvaha yetaha mataraha. Got it? Sarvaha all. Yetaha these. Mataraha mothers, sarva yoga samanvitaha, samanvita again endowed with, samanvita means endowed with, okay, endowed with. Sarva yoga samanvitaha means they're all endowed with all, they're all endowed with everything associated with them. They are endowed with everything associated with them. Who are these? All these mothers, all these mothers are different manifestations of the only power. And all of them, Nana Bharana Shobhadya. Shobhadyaha. Now comes the plural word. Ityeta Matara Sarva Sarva Yoga Samanvitaha. Nana Bharana Shobhadhyaha. Nana Abharana Shobha Adhyaha. Please reckon. Adhya means rich. Adhya, see, Adhya means rich. Adhyaha, all of them are rich. Adhyaha means rich man. Adhya, she who is rich. But Adhyaha, all these mothers are highly rich. Rich in what? Shobha, beauty. All these devis are rich in beauty. Shobha means beauty. Because of the abharna, because of the ornaments. And then nana means variety. All these devis are rich in beauty because of the varieties of ornaments. Nana abharanaihi shobhena adhyaha. They are rich in beauty with the varieties of ornaments. Nana abharana shobha adhyaha. For nana abharana shobha adhyaha. All these devis. Then, nana ratna upashobhitaha. Nana ratna upashobhitaha. They are beautiful with varieties of gems. Nana means variety. The beauty, shobhitaha, the beautiful, the shining. Shobhita means shining also. Shining. The shining with upashobhitaha, shobhitaha means shining. Shobhate shines. Shobhita, shining. The shining with varieties, variety of gems. And they're rich in beauty, the variety of ornaments. And they're endowed with all powers, everything associated with them. All these mothers. Is it clear? Okay. Yetaha sarvaha mataraha. Sarva yoga samanvitaha, nana bharana shobhadhyaha, nana ratna upashobhitaha. Next, drishyante rathamarudhaha. Drishyante rathamarudha devya krodha samakulaha, shankham chakram gadam shaktim halan chamusalayudham. Khetakam tomaranchaiva parashumpashamevacha kuntayudham trishulancha shargamayudhamuttamam daityanam dehanashaya bhaktanam abhayayacha dharayantayudhanitham devanaanchahitayave. Okay. Now, we have seen, as I said already, from 9th onwards until the 12th, you see how all these different manifestations of only power are personified as different devis, the different names, different vehicles. We saw the, now here 13, 14 and 15. We have to read them together to get the meanings. 13, 14 and 15. All these three verses must be read together. You read them together, you have to see the verb first. You see the verb. Drishyante. Now I'm very happy. You know the passive verb. Drishyate is seen. Drishyante are seen. Recently we saw. Remember? Pashyati, drishdhatuhu. Drishyate, drishyate, drishyante, drishyante are seen. Who are seen? It's a passive verb. Devyaha drishyante. Devi, devyau, devyaha. Ikarantaha, strilingaha, devi shabdaha. Devyaha, effulgent powers, shining powers. There are many devis. Not one devi. the many effulgent powers, many devis, devyaha drishyante, all the devis are seen. All the devis are seen. When you say different devis are seen, what does it mean? Different manifestations of power are seen as different devis. Different manifestations of the Shakti, power, are seen as different devis. Devyaha drishyante. And how are these different devis? Ratham arudhaha drishyante. They are seen, ratham arudhaha. All of them are riding on a chariot. Ratham arudhaha. They have climbed on to the chariots. And now, krodha samakulaha. See, krodha, anger. Sam is a prefix. Akula. Akula means, akulaha means disturbed, agitated. Krodha samakulaha means they are agitated with anger. So all the powers of devis are seen that they have climbed onto the chariot and they seem to be angry. Now, and they are what now? They are holding on to many weapons. Beautiful. Now you can understand when you go to temples, you can see all, in all the temples, all murtis of all forms of all different murtis, every murti is having weapon, many weapons. Now, what weapons are for? You will see here the meanings. And what are all the weapons? The weapons are discussed here in this word. So, devyaha krodha samakulaha ratham arudhaha drishyante. Now, imagine, just see, the devis are all well decorated. They look angry. And they have come down to the chariot. What are all they holding? Look at this. These devyaha dharayanti. These devis who are seen having climbed on to the chariot, be angry, they're seen. No? But these devis dharayanti, they possess, they hold. And what do they hold? Shankham darant. Shankham. See, shankaha kanch. I want to ask you number of weapons, okay? Shankaha. They're endowed with different weapons. Look at this. First is shankaha kanch. Chakram. Disc. Gada. Mace. Gada. It's a club. Shaktim, shaktihi, power. Halaha. Halaha means plow. Then musala ayudham. Ayudham means the weapon of God, pestle. Musala ayudham. Ayudham means weapon, but musala ayudham is a pestle. So different, don't read the translations here, okay? Just simple, learn the simple meanings. Shankaha, chakram, gada, shaktihi, halaha, musala ayudham. Six weapons. Next, khetakam, shield, tomaraha, means javelin, you know, that they throw, astram, javelin, tomaraha, parashuhu, axe, பாஷக நூஸ், குந்த ஆயுதம். குந்த மீன்ஸ் குந்த ஆயுதம், நோ ஸ்பியர், சம்திங் சம்திங் விச் ரியலி பெனட்ரேட்ஸ் அண்ட் கோ ஸ்பியர். குந்த ஆயுதம். தென் த்ரிசூலம், ட்ரைடன்ட், த்ரிசூலம். ஷாருங்கஹ, ஷாருங்கஹ இஸ் அ போ, நேம் ஆஃப் அ போ. ஷாருங்க இஸ் அ போ. ஷாருங்கம் ஆயுதம், உத்தமம் ஆயுதம். உத்தமம் இஸ் ஆடட் ஜஸ்ட் டு அட்ஜஸ்ட் தி மீட்டர். சோ ஃபர்ஸ்ட் வி சா 6, நவ கேடகஹ, கேடகம், தோமரம், பரஷுஹு, பாஷஹ, குந்த, குந்த ஆயுதம், த்ரிசூலம், ஷாருங்கம். 7, 7 plus 6, how many? 13 weapons. So, and all these words are in objective case. Why? Devis are holding. Devyaha dharayanti. Kidrushaha devyaha dharayanti. Krodha samakulaha devyaha. So, for Devi, the adjectives are, see, ரதமாரூடாக தேவ்யஹ, ரதமாரூடாக தேவ்யஹ, க்ரோதசமாகுலாக தேவ்யஹ, தாரயந்தி. They are seen, how they are seen, they have climbed onto the chariot. So, ரதமாரூடாக, க்ரோதசமாகுலாக, two adjectives for devis. ரதமாரூடாக, க்ரோதசமாகுலாக தேவ்யஹ, தாரயந்தி. தே ஹோல்ட், தேவி தாரயதி, தேவ்யஹ தாரயந்தி. காட் இட்? தாரயந்தி மீன்ஸ் வாட்? தே ஹோல்ட், தே பொசஸ். தேவீஸ் பொசஸ் ஆல் தீஸ் வெப்பன்ஸ். வாட் ஆர் தே? தேவ்யஹ சங்கம், சக்கரம், கதாம், சக்திம், ஹலம், முசலாயுதம், கேடகம், தோமரம், பரஷும், பாஷம், குந்தாயுதம், த்ரிசூலம், ஷாருங்கமாயுதம். இன் பிட்வீன் யூ கம் அக்ராஸ் வாட்? ச, ஏவ, ச, ச, ஆல் ஜஸ்ட் டு சே அண்ட். ஓகே, சம்டைம்ஸ் இன் பிட்வீன் யூ கம் அக்ராஸ் மெனி ச, 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 சைவ, அண்ட். அட்ஜஸ்ட் தி மீட்டர் ஆல்சோ, தே இன்க்ரீஸ் மோர் சாஸ். இஸ் இட் கிளியர்? த தாரயந்தி. Now I'll ask you, Devyaha kani ayudhani dharayanti? Devyaha kidrushaha drishyante? How are devis seen? Devyaha rathamarudhaha krudhasamakulaha drishyante. So, taha krudhasamakulaha rathamarudhaha devyaha shankham, chakram, gadam, chaktim, halam, முசலாயுதம், கேடகம், தோமரம், பரஷும், பாஷம், குந்தாயுதம், த்ரிசூலம், ஷாருங்கமாயுதம், தாரயந்தி. இஸ் இட் கிளியர்? நெக்ஸ்ட் க்வெஸ்சன் கம்ஸ், கிமர்த்தம் தாரயந்தி? வாட் டு தே பொசஸ் தோஸ் வெப்பன்ஸ் ஃபார்? வெரி இன்ட்ரெஸ்டிங், திஸ் இஸ் இம்பார்ட்டன்ட் லெசன். கிமர்த்தம் தாரயந்தி? வாட் டு தே ஹோல்ட் தீஸ் வெப்பன்ஸ் ஃபார்? ஜஸ்ட் டு ஃபெட்டன் த டெவோட்டிஸ், hey, come and worship me, pray to me, otherwise I will punish you. Is it for that? No. Kimartam dharayanti, that is said. Daityanam deha nashaya. So the purpose is mentioned, it must be in the fourth case. Whenever purpose is mentioned, it must be in the fourth case. Daityanam deha nashaya. So, deha nashaya, deha nashaha, deha, deha naam nashaha, deha nashaha. Nashaha destruction. Deha bodies. For the destruction of the bodies of demons. Daityaha means a demon. Not one demon, there's so many demons are there. So, daityasya, daityayoho, daityanam. தைத்யானாம் தேகானாம் நாசாய, தைத்யானாம் தேகநாசாய. இஸ் இட் கிளியர்? தேகானாம் நாசாய, தேகநாசாய. ஃபார் the destruction of the bodies of demons. Why the destruction of bodies of the demons? The bodies are destroyed, they cannot operate. You see, they have to resolve. Only bodies are there, they can be active. Therefore, daityanam dehanashaya, first purpose, for the destruction of the bodies of devas, sorry, daityas, demons. Or you can say for destroying the bodies of, you can say for destroying the bodies of demons, or the destruction of the bodies of demons. You can say however you want. Is it clear? Nashaha means destruction, destroying. So fourth case. Kimattam nashaya, for destroying the bodies of the demons. Next, bhakti. Bhaktanam abhayaya cha. Cha and abhayaya. See, the word bhayam means fear. Abhayam means fearlessness. But abhayam, so fearlessness is equal to protection. Fearlessness is equal to protection. Is it clear? Therefore, bhayam means fear, abhayam means fearless, and fearlessness is equal to protection. So, abhayaya means for protecting or for the protection of. For the protection of devotees, bhaktas. So, two purposes are mentioned. For the destruction, for destroying the bodies of demons, and for the protection of devotees. Now, who are the devotees? Devotees are those who are committed to live a life in conformity with the values, in conformity with Ishvara's order. So those who live their lives in tune with Bhagavan in the form of order. A devotee is the one who lives his life in tune with the Bhagavan in the form of order. So those who live a life of dharma, those who surrender their will to Bhagavan in the form of dharma, those who live their lives in harmony with Bhagavan in the form of order, in order to ultimately attain Bhagavan, they are devotees. Therefore, bhakta, for protecting, for the protection of such devotees. Bhaktanam abhayaya. See the fourth case. Bhaktanam abhayaya. Daityanam dehanashaya cha. Dharayanti, hold. No, Dharayanti, Ayudhani. See, Dharayanti plus Ayudhani, Dharayanti Ayudhani. Dharayanti Ayudhani, Dharayanti Ayudhani. It's the best way of learning the language also. Ayudham, Ayudhe, Ayudhani. Ayudhani is what? Nominative plural. Weapons. Dharayanti, hold. Ayudhani, weapons. Devyaha, Ayudhani, Dharayanti. Devis, hold the weapons. Devyaha, Ayudhani, Dharayanti. Devis, hold weapons. How? Ittham. See, they are dharayanti plus ayudhani, dharayanti ayudhani, yansandi, Remember, ya comes. Do you notice that? Okay. Ayudhani ittam. E prasi savana dirga sandhi. Ayudhani ittam. Ayudhani ittam. Ittam means in this manner. In this manner. This is how the devis hold weapons. Ittam ayudhani dharayanti. Dharayanti ayudhani ittam. You must write all three words. Dharayanti ayudhani ittam. You put it correctly. Ittam ayudhani dharayanti. Ividamaha ayudhangale tangukirargal. The devis hold weapons in this manner. For what? You have mentioned two purposes. One is daityanam dehanashaya, for destroying the bodies of demons. Bhaktanam abhayaya, for the protection of devotees. Then devanam hitaya, for the welfare of devas. Natural phenomena. For the welfare of all other devas. All other deities. Is it clear? See, not only human beings, sun, moon, fire, all for their wellness also. For the hitam means welfare. For the welfare of hitam, welfare. Hitaya, for the welfare of, wellness of devas. Three purpose. For the welfare of devas means not disturbing the order. Okay, for maintaining the order. For the welfare of devas means for maintaining the order. Natural, universal, natural, moral, law and order. Three purposes are given. Okay. Daityanam dehanashaya, bhaktanam abhayaya, devanam hitaya cha. One cha is enough. Extra cha, why and all to adjust the meter. Okay. Ittam devyaha ayudhani dharayanti. Is it clear? Now you make a complete sentence. Daityanam dehanashaya kama, bhaktanam abhayaya kama, devanam hitaya cha. Ittam, in this manner, ayudhani dharayanti. You can put subject is what? Devyaha. Kidushaha devyaha, rathamarudhaha, क्रोधसमाकुलाः देव्यः दैत्यानां देहनाशाय भक्तानां अभयाय देवानां हिताय च इत्थम् आयुधानि धारयन्ति. I can say what? शंखं चक्रं गदां. You can say रथमारूढाः क्रोधसमाकुलाः देव्यः शंखं चक्रं गदां शक्तिं हलं मुसलायुधं केटकं तोमरं परशुं पाशं कुंतायुधं त्रिशूलं शारंगमायुधं. इत्थं दैत्यानां देहनाशाय भक्तानां अभयाय देवानां हिताय च आयुधानि धारयन्ति. Is it clear? Who finds it boring?
Does the vay mean anything, Swamiji?
Huh?
Vay. Itaya vay.
So I said, this vay, sometimes vay, extra cha, one cha is enough. Extra cha, you know, sometimes they put it for adjusting the meter. Is it clear?
Swamiji.
Yeah?
What was the meaning?
One second. Yeah.
What was the meaning of musala? I missed musala yudham.
Musala, pestle.
Pistol.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
See, sometimes even the word ayudham simply added to adjust the meter, isn't it? They didn't say shankayudham, chakrayudham. They didn't say that. Wherever they necessary, they add the word ayudham. Literally means a weapon in general. Ayudham. So devyaha itham ayudhani dharayanti. Dharayanti means dharanti. Dharanti means they possess, they have these weapons. Devis have these weapons in this manner. What is the purpose? Devanam hitaya, bhaktanam abhayaya, daityanam nashaya, deha nashaya. Is it clear? Okay. Which means all the powers are always there everywhere. So now we can understand when you go to temples, now you can see why Shiva has that weapon, why this weapon. This, the purpose is very clear. Which means whenever there is, when the universal, natural, moral law and order is disturbed, and in order to bring the disorder back into order, isn't it? Then the pain and pleasure are pairs of opposites are determined by Bhagavan in the form of law, order, as results of actions. That is what is actually, though the punishment and Bhagavan is called a Nigrahakarta, Anugrahakarta. One who blesses, one who showers grace, one who also punishes. Punisher and the blesser, Bhagavan. Punisher of the wrongdoers and the one who blesses the right doers. Okay, now.
Sorry, Swaminiji, what does shakti weapon mean?
No, shakti is not a weapon. We just say power itself.
Okay, yeah. Thank you.
Okay. Now, we'll see that next one. We are going to address the Devi. Next verse. Now, we have seen 13, 14, 15 are presented as how different manifestations of power, Devi, with the different names, different forms, are endowed with the different weapons and for this given purpose. Now, 16th verse, we are addressing the Devi. Okay? All the words are in vocal case, and we say, O Devi, salutations unto you. Namaha namaste stu maharaudre mahaghore parakrami mahabale mahotsahe mahabhaya vinashini. No, namaha te astu, namaha te astu. Te tubhyam. Te means tubhyam, to you. Namaha, salutation. Salutation to you. Astu, let it be. Astu means let it be. So let there be salutation unto you means salutation to you. Even astu sometimes is simply added to adjust the meter. Okay, namaste, salutation to you. Tubhyam namaha. Tubhyam namaha is equal to namaha te or te namaha. Is it clear? What is tubhyam? Tvam, tvam, tvaya, tubhyam. Yushmad shabda. Do you remember that? Okay. So tubhyam. So to you. Namaha te. Namastubhyam. Namastubhyam namahate means the same. Salutation to you. Then, astu also sometimes simply added to adjust the meter. And you call her. To whom? You have to address the Devi. Salutation to you means you must address her directly. Maharaudra. Maharaudre is the vocative of Maharaudra. Raudram means actually, literally it means fierce, frightening. Raudra means Rudrasya Shaktihi Raudra. Rudraha means Vahu, the one who drives away sorrow is Rudraha. Isn't it? Do you remember that? Rutam Dravayati Iti Rudraha. Rut means sorrow. Rutam Dravayati. The one who drives away sorrow is Rudraha. And Raudra means the power of Rudra. So the power of the Lord as the one who drives away sorrow. Power of the Lord as the one who drives away sorrow is Raudra. Rudrasya Shaktihi Raudra. And Maharaudra means great power of the Lord as the one who drives away sorrow. Therefore, the power which drives away sorrow is the most fierce power. Don't get frightened, okay? Very interesting, isn't it? Do you find interesting or boring? Okay. Anyway, I find interesting, okay? Doesn't matter. Okay.
Therefore,
okay. Maharaudra. In vocative case, Maharaudre. Then, Maha Ghora Parakrama. Devi, again, Maha Ghora Parakrama. Maharaudra are all different names of Devi. As the different manifestations of power. Mahaghora Parakrama. Now, Parakramaha means valor. Parakramaha means valor. Strength. And Ghora Parakrama. Very frightening. Dreadful. Dreadful. Valor. The great dreadful valor. Mahabala. She who is of great strength. She who is of great strength. Mahat balam yasyaha. Sa mahabala. Mahat balam yasyaha. Sa mahabala. She who is of immense strength. And she who is of the great dreadful prowess, power. Maha Utsaha, she who is of great enthusiasm. Mahan Utsaha Yasyaha. Mahan Utsaha Yasyaha. Sa Maha Utsaha. Maha Utsaha, when Gunasandhi takes place, Mahotsaha. How should I write? Mahan Utsaha Yasyaha. Mahan Utsaha Yasyaha means what? She who is of great enthusiasm. Okay? And Maha Utsaha. So, when you put them together, Mahotsaha is a compound word. Devi's names. Then, Mahabhaya Vinashini. Vinashini Ikaranta Shabda. Vinashini Ya Vinashayati Sa Vinashini. Ya Vinashayati Sa Vinashini. She who destroys. Is called destroyer. It's like saying, one who eats is eater. Like that, isn't it? Like the destroyer. The one who destroys is destroyer. Ya vinashayati sa vinashini. But so Devi is a destroyer. And destroyer of what? Bhayam. Fear. So, bhayasya bhayam vinashayati iti bhaya vinashini. Destroyer of fear. And not ordinary fear. Not, there is a lizard on the wall. I'm so scared. A cockroach has come in my bathroom. No. It's a mahabhayam. Mahat bhayam, mahabhayam. Mahat bhayam, mahabhayam. What is mahat bhayam? Fear of death. Okay. Mahabhaya vinashini means destroyer of the great fear of death. Great fear means only fear of death is the great fear. There's no greater fear than the fear of death. Any fear is, okay, there's no greater fear than fear of death. So, Mahabhaya Vinashini means destroyer of the great fear of death. And now you know how many names are the Devi's names? Maharaudra, Mahaghora Parakrama, Mahabala, Mahotsaha, Mahabhaya Vinashini. So she who is the great, she who is of great fears, who drives away sorrow, the power which drives away sorrow, the great power which drives away sorrow, Maharaudra, Mahaghora Parakrama, Mahabala, Mahotsaha, Mahabhaya Vinashini, all nominative. Now make them all, contain them all into a vocative case. Maharaudre, Mahaghora Parakrame, Mahabale, Mahotsahe, all Akaranta Shabdas. Words ending in A. Therefore in vocative case, Arsite, like that. Mahotsahe. Only one word is Ikaranta. Therefore I, shorty. Mahabhaya Vinashini. Vinashini, nominative. Vinashini, vocative. Is it clear? Calling Devi by so many names. Salutations to Devi asks, why do you call me so first with so many names? Why did you call me? Namaste to you. No, namaste to you. I just want to say namaste to you. We say namaste, namaste to each other. Understand now why you say namaste to each other? All the namaste, namaste we say. Call Devi, she doesn't listen to you first, okay? You want to say namaste, 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 namaste. She doesn't listen to you. Hey, Maharaudre, doesn't listen to you. Mahaghora Parakrame, doesn't listen to you. Mahabale, doesn't listen to you. Mahotsahe, then you call her. Mahabhay Vinashini. Namaste. Isn't it? Okay, next. Now, having called her by so many names, we are not fools to call Devi by so many names, okay? We call her by so many names, she has to respond at least once, you see. Now, you understand? When your mother calls you, or father calls you, your wife calls you, friend calls you to come and eat, you won't respond. And she calls you 5-6 times. Then you have to respond, okay? Devi also is called many times. The different names, all glorifications, glorifying her. You are of that power, you are of this power. Then having called her, she responds to you. And what do you say? You have to appeal, present your appeal. Trahi, mam trahi, mam trahi, would you please protect me? Mam trahi, trahi mam, raksha mam, pahi mam. And Devi responds to you after calling her. And you have to tell what now? Mam pahi. Mam trahi. Mam. No? Look at this. Trahi mam. Devi dushprekshe. Shatrunam bhayavardhini. O Devi. O agent. Shining. Power. Devi. Mam trahi. Even here, don't say simply, Shatrunam bhayavardhini. See, bhayam vardhayati iti bhayavardhini. See, she who causes fear. Vardhini means she who grows, but here she who causes fear. She who frightens. Bhayavardhini means she who frightens. Frightens whom? Enemies. Shatrunam bhayavardhini. Literally means she who increases the fear of enemies. Literally it means she who increases the fear of enemies. Literal meaning. Shatrunam bhayasya bhayam vardhayati iti shatrunam bhayavardhini. Shatrukin bhayatte adhyapaduttubaval. Shatrunam bhayavardhini. Vardhini nominative. Vardhini vocative case. Am I too fast? This or this? Okay. How can we finish Shandi if you go very slowly? That's why. Shatrunam bhayavardhini. So, literally it means she who increases the fear of enemies means she who frightens enemies. Okay. So, Shatrunam bhayavardhini. Oh, Devi. One who frightens enemies. Then, Dushprekshye. Another name of this, Dushprekshya. See, Yik means perceptible, visible. Prekshya also means visible, perceptible. But Dushprekshya means imperceptible. Not imperceptible, difficult to perceive. Difficult to see. Dushprekshya means she who cannot be perceived. She who is not available for perception easily. In fact, she who is imperceptible. That's the meaning. Dushprekshya. She who is not available for sense perception. Dushprekshya. In nominative, Dushprekshya. In vocative, Dushprekshe. Oh, imperceptible Devi. Oh, the one who causes fear of enemies. Fear, okay, or she who frightens enemies. Oh, Devi. Three names, Devi. Dushprekshe, Chatrunam Bhayavardhini, Mam Trahi, may you protect me. Clear? Call her Devi by three names. Hey Dushprekshe, call her names. Come on, say. Hey Dushprekshe, Hey Chatrunam Bhayavardhini, Hey Devi, Mam Trahi. You call Devi by three names and tell only one small word. Mam Trahi. You make 5 phone calls. I need some. Would you please give me some money? Isn't it? Like that, asking for help means what? One small sentence. Mam Trahi. Now, here actually Kavacham begins from here. Is it clear now? Now we don't need to worry. The only power of Bhagavan is there as all powers and with in all forms of vehicles and with all weapons, and she, always she is ready. Therefore, now you can ask Kal Devi for protection. The Kavacham actually begins from here. Okay. Prayer, Kavacham means what? Prayer for protection begins from here. Okay, first, Prachyam Rakshatu Mamaindri Agneya Magni Devata. Okay, now, Aindri Mam Rakshatu. See, rakshatu may protect. Imperative verb. Third person singular imperative verb rakshatu. Now we are not telling you protect. May Devi protect me. Let Devi protect me. May Devi protect me. Mam rakshatu. Mam rakshatu. Enne kakattum. May protect me. Mam me. You know, that you don't know. Aham mam. Okay. Thank God you know shabdas. Mam rakshatu. Who? Aindri. May Devi Parashakti, who is there as Aindri. Devi Aindri, Mam Rakshatu. Where? Prachyam. Prachi means eastern direction. Prachi means east. Prachyam, locative case. Prachi is a feminine gender word. What is the locative case? Seventh case, Prachyam. Do you remember that now? Ikaranta Shabda. Dattayam, Gangayam, Lekanyam. Remember that? Prachi, Ikaranta Shabda. Prachi means Kirak. Kirakil. In the east, how will you say? Prachyam. Aindri mam prachyam rakshatu. Say now. Aindri mam prachyam rakshatu. Okay. No. Agni devata agniyam mam rakshatu. Mam rakshatu is implied. Understood. Okay. Agni Devata. Agni Devata may the power in the form of Agni. Agni Devata means Agnihi. May the power of fire. May power of fire God. Agni Devata protect me. In the Agneyam. Please understand, Agneya means southeast. Agneya Disha means southeast. When they, in the Vastu, when they see, they try to put the, always they try to have our fire, the kitchen, in the southeast of the house. Agneya means Agni Mola. It's called southeast. So, may fire God, power of fire, protect me in the southeast. Southeast, correct. Agneya means southeast. East and southeast. Agneya Disha, Agneyam. Again, locative. Agneyam, Agni Devata, Mam Rakshatu. Aindri mam prachyam rakshatu. Is it clear? Mam rakshatu is not repeated. I'm going to stop here. Just see only one more verse and stop. Because just to, I didn't want to stop with the only one. Protection is starting. Next class onwards, we'll be seeing only this. Dakshine avatu varahi. Dakshina. See, dakshinaha. Dakshina is also correct. See, Prachi feminine, Agneya feminine. Dakshinaha is a masculine for Dakshine. It must have Dakshinayam, isn't it? Dakshinayam is also correct. Dakshine is also correct. Because both genders available south. Now, Dakshina Disha means south. Dakshinayam Dishi or Dakshine in the south. Avatu. Rakshatu, avatu are synonyms. Different verbs, but same meaning. May who protect? Varahi. May Varahi, may Devi Varahi, Devi, in the form of Varahi, protect me in the south. Dakshine Varahi Avatu. Then, Nairutyam Khadgadharini. Khadgaha means a sword. Dharini, she who possesses. So, Khadgam Dharati Dharayati iti Khadgadharini. So, may Devi, she who is endowed with the sword, she who is endowed with the sword, or she who possesses the sword, protect me in the southwest. Nairuti, Nairutihi. Nairutihi is a feminine gender word, Ikaranta Shabda, southwest. Nairutihi. If you go to temples, always in southwest you can see Ganapati. Nairuti Ganapati. Nairutihi means southwest. Nairutyam. May Devi, who is endowed with this word, who possesses this word, possessor of this word, protect me in the southwest. May Devi, in the form of Varahi, protect me in the south. Beautiful. Pratichyam. Pratichi means west. Prachi, Pratichi. Prachi is east. Pratichi, west. Varuni Rakshet. Not Rakshatu here, Rakshet. We don't say may Devi protect. Devi should protect. Devi should, must protect me. Who? Devi in the form of Varuni. Varuna Shakti. May the power of rain god, Varuna Shakti, Varuni, protect me in the west. Vayavyam Mrigavahini. Mrigavahini means she who has an animal as the vehicle. Okay, Vayavyam. See, Vayu Mole, they say Vayavya. Vayavi, Vayavi, northwest, Vayavi, northwest, Nairutihi, southwest, and Vayavyam, Vayavi means northwest, Vayavyam in the northwest. May Mrigavahini, Mrigaha also means deer. She who has deer as her vehicle, protect me in the northwest. Now, Udichi. Next is Udichi. Udichyam in the north. Udichi, north. Prachi, Pratichi, Udichi. Dakshina is the different, isn't it? Udichi means north. Udichyam in the north. Kaumari Patu. May the Devi in the form of Kaumari protect me in the north. Aishanyam. See, Aishani. Aishani. Northeast. Shuladharini. Aishani means northeast. Aishanyam in the northeast. Shuladharini. Dharini again, she who holds, she who has, she who possesses, she who holds the trident, Shula Dharini. May the holder of trident protect me in the northeast. Now, Urdhvam, eight quarters you have to say. Urdhvam, Brahmani me rakshet. May means mom. Okay, may should be taken as mom. Brahmani. May Devi in as in the form of Brahmani protect me above. Urdhvam means above. Rakshet. Then adhastat. Adhastat below. See, urdhvam adhastat. all indecanable words. Adastat below. May Devi in the form of Vaishnavi protect me below. So Tatha means as well. Okay, finished. I won't say now 10 quarters. We have asked for protection in 10 different quarters. Evam dasha dishaha rakshet. May Devi protect in all 10 quarters. Chamunda Shivavahana. Okay, I'll stop here. So I have to take it more time. Now next class, you must know all 10 directions. Prachi, Pratichi, Udichi, okay, Dakshina. One Dakshinayam, they put Dakshinaha, they she made it. Okay, Dakshina. Then you must know Agneya, Nairutihi, Aishani, Vayavi. Okay, maybe I can text you this. 10. We'll see next class. One, the chanting class over, we can do. I'll try to do more. So only now, all this time, if we're confusing for you, now it'll be very interesting for you. You learn a lot. Hereafter, we're asking for protection. From which number? From 17th, from verse number 17 onwards. We offer our salutations to Devi in verse number 16. And from 17 onwards, we ask for protection. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.